Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today.
If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1, we'll read verse 5 through 7. And this is part 44 of our study in John the Baptist, and we'll pick up where we were last week. Luke 1, verse 5 through 7. And there was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren. And they were both now well stricken in years. Heavenly Father, help us to understand the text, that we would hear from heaven, and that we would understand the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Help us today to study. In Jesus' name, amen. We said last time, as we study about the parents of John the Baptist, that the idea of barrenness and then remembrance, we have Old Testament support for these ideas. And we began to look at Sarah, and then we said we'd look at Hannah, which I believe we'll be able to get to today. But let's jump in again, looking at Sarah, the wife of Abraham, who was barren. We read Genesis 11, verse 30, "But Sarai was barren. She had no child." And then we looked at Genesis 17, and I want to pick it up there and look more in detail at the events surrounding the miracle of God miraculously giving Sarah a child. Genesis 17, verse 1 through 4. "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, be thou perfect, and I'll make a covenant between me and you, and I'll multiply you exceedingly." And it says that as God spoke with him and appeared to him, however that happened, that Abraham fell on his face. His face on the ground in reverence and fear and respect, and maybe a lot of fear, because God was talking to him. And he said, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations." And let's remember that phrase, that Abram would be a father of many nations. And God said unto Abraham in verse 15 through 17, "And as for Sarai, your wife, you won't call her Sarai anymore, but her name shall be Sarah. and I will bless her and give her a son. And I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Abram will be the father of many nations, and Sarah will be the mother of nations. It says that kings shall be from you. Then Abraham once more fell on his face, and he laughed, and said in his heart, "Shall a son be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, she's 90, will she bear a child?" And verse 18 and 19. And Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." And God did address Ishmael, but today we're focusing on Sarah. Verse 19. And God said, "Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I'll establish my covenant with him too, for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." This is pretty straightforward. God from heaven appears. Why would God come from heaven to talk with mere man? And we see the reverence. God speaks, and Abraham falls on his face. Not once, but twice. And not only does God appear, he says, "I got a promise for you. You're 100 years old, your wife almost that old, y'all gonna have a kid." And that's astounding. That's a wonderful promise, a wonderful miracle. And Abraham, in his heart, laughed. I guess that's a natural thing. God making such a humongous promise. But he looked at the circumstances and said, "Man, I'm 100. And we're going to have a kid?" And then God responds by saying, "Not only will you have a kid, you're going to name him Isaac." Wow, going to have a kid and I already know the name. That's fantastic. And we go to the next chapter, Genesis chapter 18. In verse 10, God is speaking about that promise, and he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life." In other words, y'all too old. We understand biology, you're simply too old. But God says, "I'm going to return that vitality, that fertility, that what have you. I'll return it. And behold, or lo, Sarah, your wife, she'll have a son." And Sarah was standing in the tent door, and she heard it. She heard the promise. And in verse 12, it says that Sarah laughed. "Ha ha, I'm 90 years old and I'm going to have a kid." And the Lord said to Abraham in verse 13, "Hey, Abraham, why did your wife Sarah laugh, saying, I'm going to have a kid, and I'm so old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And I want to ask you today, who are listening by radio, is anything too hard for God? Maybe too hard for us. Maybe impossible for us. Whatever circumstance you have. But nothing's too hard. Nothing's impossible for God. And as Sarah, standing in the tent door, heard it when the promise was given, We need to hear it today. We need to hear the gospel today, the good news today, that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too difficult for God. And we need to bring our problems to God, and God hears. And just maybe, God will answer. We need to come to Him expectantly, asking, Lord, it's impossible, but Lord, can you help us out? Because nothing is too hard for God. But God says, at the time appointed, I'll return unto you the ability to have kids, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah said, No, I didn't laugh. Because she was afraid of God. Well, I'm afraid of God. He came to me, knocked on my door, and says, hey, let's sit down and talk. I'd be scared to death. But she laughed. And then she said, No, I didn't laugh. And God says, no, but you did laugh. You did laugh. But in chapter 21, it starts out in verse 1, it says, and the Lord visited Sarah just like He said, and the Lord did unto Sarah just exactly as He said. For Sarah, at 90 years old, conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time that God had spoken unto him. In other words, 9 months later, what do you know? And it says that Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, and that Sarah bore to him Isaac. Just like God said, they had a kid and they named him Isaac, which is the name that God gave the kid 9 months earlier. And it says that Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him, and we talked about that last time. And in verse 5 and 6, it says that Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Look at the things that God did for me. Hallelujah! I had a kid, and I'm 91 years old now. God made me to laugh. You see, when God intervenes in your circumstances, He'll put laughter and joy in your heart. And all that hear, in other words, us today reading this story, we can laugh with Sarah, because there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing is too difficult for God. And He has promises. And as we respond in faith, there's no telling what God can do for us. Isaiah 61 verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God can take an impossible situation and do things that are just too big for us to understand. He can take hopelessness and He can turn it into heaven. God can do it. Whatever it is, God can do it. So let's trust Him. Let's turn to Him. Bring our problems to Him and see what God can do. But God said, name your kid Isaac. You laughed? Well, guess what? Name your kid Isaac, because you see, the name Isaac means laughter. Isaac means laughter. And as we started out at the beginning of the program, we saw that Abram had his name changed to Abraham, the father of many nations. And Sarai had her name changed too. God can change your situation. God will even change your name. Simon? Hey, guess what? From now on, I'm going to call you Peter. We can look at the Apostle Paul. He started out, Saul was consenting unto the young man's death when the deacon Stephen was martyred. But then later on we see, hey, why is he called Paul now? Well, that's a simple thing. You take something in one language and you try to make it sound in the other language. Saul, Hebrew. Well, the Greeks don't speak Hebrew, but they have a name like Paul. That's a simple change. But Jacob, deceiver, when he finally got a hold of God and wrestled with God and prevailed, it said, that his name was changed from deceiver to a prince with God. And that was his name, Israel. We're studying John the Baptist, and we'll see that God himself said what John's name would be. And of course, Jesus, when it was prophesied of him, thou shalt call his name Jesus. God can intervene in our lives. That's the point. God will give us joy when before we had nothing but mourning. Again, I said it, he can turn hopelessness into heaven if we'll only trust him. But let's quickly take a look at Hannah. It's a whole chapter. It's 1 Samuel chapter 1. It's pretty much the whole chapter. But it's the same idea that Hannah didn't have any kids. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 5 that the Lord had shut up her womb. God sometimes does things so that later he can bring a miracle. Remember the one that had been born blind? But it was so that Jesus could come and do a miracle in his life. You may look at your circumstances and say, how did I end up here? It may just be that God could later work a miracle in your circumstances. But it says that Hannah, her husband, had two wives. And of course one had children, and Hannah did not. And not only did Hannah not have kids, the one that did have kids continually made an issue. Teased her or whatever. So she's bummed out because she has no kids, but she's aggravated and annoyed by this continual mocking. And she went to God. She went to God with her problem. It's often said in Sunday school that Hannah prayed. Hannah wasn't being religious. Hannah didn't say five Hail Marys. Hannah didn't do any of that stuff. She had a problem, and she was grieved in her heart, and she went to God, and went to God, and went to God, until God heard her. And then she went away happy. Again, there's a whole chapter, you can read it, but she went to the temple, and she stood there and wept and prayed. And God, through the priest Eli, heard her and blessed her and said, whatever you've been asking for, I pray God gives it to you. And she wiped her face and stopped being all upset, stopped crying, and went on home, because she knew that she had been heard from heaven. What a wonderful blessing to know that God has heard your prayer and He's going to answer it. But she made a vow when she was praying before God. In verse 11, it says that, Lord, if you'll give me a kid, a son, in fact, I'll give him to you for the rest of his life. After I've weaned him, I'll give him to you. And in fact, his name, the kid's name, was Samuel. And he lived in the temple, I guess, or wherever the high priest lived. I don't know that they had that per se, but wherever it was, they had a cot or whatever. We can read it just a chapter or two later, that God called Samuel and he said, Lord, here am I. But he lived for the rest of his life for God, because his mom prayed and sought God and was heard by God. And she made a vow, Lord, if you give me a kid, you can have him. You can have him. The grief in her heart, the pain, but to have the joy of, hey, I got a kid. Lord, after he's able to do for himself, when he can feed himself, whatever, you can have him. Again, there's no telling what God can do for you. There's no limit to what God can do in any situation. Give your problems to God. Get alone. If you got a Bible, read it every once in a while. But Lord, you know my problem. I don't know what to do. Lord, please help. Jesus said, ask. Hey, will you do something? That was easy. Seek. Well, I got to go looking for it. Maybe you have to look a little while. Don't remember where I put that thing at. Oh, here it is in the refrigerator. How'd I put it there? You got to look around for it. But when you get desperate, when they're asking, I don't have an answer yet. When you seek, man, I've been looking all over for it. But when you go knocking, like the parable Jesus talked about, friend, lend me 3 loaves. The man had to knock and knock and knock, and finally the guy got up out of bed and gave him whatever he wanted. Prayer can be like that. You ask something and then God just does it. Or maybe you have to seek his face a while. But if you get desperate, they're going to come and arrest my son. We know he did that thing. We know he's going to be convicted and go to Angola. Lord, you got to do something when you get desperate. But as the song says, it is no secret what God can do. It is no secret all the wonderful things that God can do. Again, there's nothing too difficult for God. So let's bring our problems to Him. You know, that's how I end this program every week. that we ought to bring our burdens to Him and leave them there. Take your burdens to God and leave them with God and walk away in faith knowing that, hey, those problems are yours now, Lord. What are you going to do with them? Friends, let's learn to depend upon Him. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He can do for you. With arms wide open, He'll comfort you. It is no secret what the God from heaven can do for me and you. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.